It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Maria Idrisi has been described as the face of a generation. In 2015, she became the first hijab-wearing fashion model to be featured in a global campaign. She has used her fame to become the voice of her community and a leading authority on the concept of modest fashion. She's also been front and center supporting many humanitarian causes and women's empowerment generally. Maria, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning.
So what was the public reaction to seeing you in an H&M advertisement?
It was a very mixed response. So within the Muslim community, it was mixed because some people were really for it and super excited. And then obviously some more conservative Muslims were calling me things like a sign of Judgment Day and they weren't so happy. And then again, mixed from non-Muslims as well, where you had the more open-minded ones who were, of course, really happy to see the progression. And then some people who said I was a representation of ISIS or something like that.
So pretty much mixed reaction all around.
Yes.
Either like or you don't. It's not really a lot of neutral responses. It was either for you or against you, sort of.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
How did that change, that experience change your life?
Oh, my God. It changed. Well, first of all, I had to quit my day job because it was so manic. I had a choice. Either I can go full force, do all the interviews, the press, the talks, but that means I have to leave my job. Or I could just say that was fun and just go back to my regular life again. So that was probably the first major decision that I had to make. I always say I don't believe you trust in God until you become self-employed, because that is when you truly understand, like, okay, I have to make use of what I have right now and just, yeah, trust another being. So that was definitely the biggest choice.
What was your regular job at the time?
I was managing a children's shop. So I just finished university and I was looking for like a career to work in film. So I wanted to get into script writing, filmmaking. And then literally a couple months after graduating, that's when I got scouted. So I was like, okay, well, I guess this is my new life.
Wow. Why do you think representation in fashion is important?
Oh, it's so important. Representation for me is one example of empowerment. It is empowering to see someone who you can relate to being seen in a positive way. And especially in this day of age where you had so much negative representation of my community, there was nothing kind of to balance that out even, let alone just for it to all be seen as good. So it is so important now.
Did you ever think that you'd become a spokeswoman for diversity in fashion?
No. Not at all. I had no idea.
Well, how does it feel to be the de facto person that has to speak for so many people?
It's okay, because obviously I feel like I'm comfortable with it and I have that confidence to do it. But at the same time, I don't represent every Muslim woman, because within ourselves, we're so diverse too. So it is important for there to be loads of different voices and opinions as well.
How can society support diversity and inclusion without tokenizing people?
Well, we are slowly moving, I think, in the right direction. There was a rough start to all of this, but it's all about collaboration. That's how I feel the best way to work with people and to include everyone is by actually working with them. And that's where we have to have some more improvement in that, because a lot of people want to attract and market to our community, but then they're not working with people to do that. So then a lot of the time they get it wrong the first time, and that kind of puts us off.
Well, let's talk about the role of the fashion industry in social movements. How do you see the fashion industry fitting in here?
In social movements?
Yeah.
Yeah, majorly, because fashion, it's so visual and it speaks so many different languages to everyone. It's religionless, cultureless. It's just for everyone. Anyone can be a part of this whole fashion movement, because we all need it. We all wear clothes. You know, it's something that's compulsory to everyone in their lives. And again, yeah, it's just images. So it's all kind of displayed through art. And I think that's relatable to everyone.
Maria Idrisi became the first hijab-wearing fashion model to be featured in a global campaign back in 2015. In your in a recent TED Talk, you say that often during interviews, people will comment on how wonderful it is to have a hijab-wearing woman represented in fashion. And then right after that, they'll ask you why you feel you must wear it, assuming it's a symbol of oppression. What's your response to people who think that?
I'm happier that they ask the question than don't ask at all, because obviously if you've grown up in a town where you haven't ever met or come across a Muslim before in your life, I don't expect people to have those kind of answers, especially when the only thing that's shoved down their throats is negative around the whole hijab and Muslim women. So for me, this is my way of liberation. This is my expression of liberation, because I have made the choice to wear a hijab. No one in my family, aside from my mum, actually wears a hijab. And that in itself, just my personal story, I feel was an example of liberation and self-expression. So I think it's good that people do ask those questions so that we can answer them.
Do you feel like you've helped open the door for other hijab-wearing models?
Yeah. I mean, it's not just me alone. This is definitely it's a collective of us. The whole modest fashion movement has been going on way before the H&M campaign. But I think it was just post that where it really came to life. A lot of it was kind of in its own bubble. So it existed, but the mainstream hadn't picked up on it yet. So that's definitely made an impact.
Well, let's talk about the concept of modest fashion. For those who don't know, please explain what it is.
It's so subjective. It's modest fashion to everyone could mean something different based on where you're from. For me, I wear the hijab, which is a religious obligation that I choose to wear. And I know it sounds on the contrary like a religious obligation, but at the end of the day, we all have that freedom as to whether we want to adhere to it or not. So I choose to wear the hijab. And so modest fashion then connects to my faith as a Muslim woman who wears a hijab. But for someone else who's not necessarily a believing woman in any faith, she could still choose to dress modest just because of personal choice.
Well, what impact do you think you've had in terms of awareness of the idea of modest fashion?
I like to think there's been a lot of impact. I'm here in America, so it is a big thing when you're able to be able to travel and tell your story to so many different parts of the world and meet so many different people. So I think, yeah, there's definitely been an impact.
Well, what does it feel like to have that responsibility to be kind of the face and voice for the concept of modest fashion?
It's a good responsibility, because it's me being myself. I'm not putting on an act. I'm not, you know, something that I have part-time job with and then I have my other life. Like, this is me all round. So I'm just happy that I can be myself entirely in my career, in my personal life. So yeah.
So let's talk about your humanitarian work. You work with Human Care Syria. Explain their women's hygiene and sanitation project.
So Human Care Syria, they're a charity specifically targeted at Syrian people. And one of the campaigns they had was for women's sanitation, which is basically encouraging people to understand that when there are these kind of situations that happen in war-torn countries, that it's not just about keeping people alive. They're human beings just like us. And a lot of Syrian people, they lived very, very similar lifestyles to us. Syria was not a deprived country. And for them to go from thriving to literally just trying to survive, we're encouraging people that women need basic necessities that we take for granted: toothpaste, toothbrushes, sanitary towels, you know, all sorts of things that are just simple and basic, but they don't actually have access to them. And that's what the whole campaign is about.
This week you have speaking engagements at a pair of University of Wisconsin schools here in Wisconsin, UW-Stevens Point and UW-Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. How has your experience been in Wisconsin? How have people here responded to your story?
Really positively. I came here last year as well. So everyone's like, oh my God, you've been to Wisconsin twice? And I'm like, yeah.
And on purpose you've been to Wisconsin twice.
Exactly, yeah. I've probably seen more of the state than a lot of people that live here. And you know what? I've had a positive experience both times. I've never had any issues. People are really friendly. So as much as there is this kind of idea that, oh, Wisconsin's very white and, you know, they're very conservative, it's like, yeah, they are, but I've had positive experiences both times.
What's next for Maria Idrisi? What are you planning to do next?
My whole movement right now, aside from modest fashion, is to bring representation in all areas of media. So I'm working on a film right now. Like I said, in fashion, I feel like the ship is sailing positively. So for me, it's about including positive representation through film and telling our stories.
Maria Drisi is the first hijab-wearing fashion model to be featured in a global campaign. She's also a speaker on women's empowerment. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.